This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A court filing early on Tuesday shows a plea deal between WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange and the U.S. government, AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange will plead guilty to a felony charge in a deal with the U.S. Justice Department that will resolve a long-running legal saga over the publication of a trove of classified documents. Assange is scheduled to appear in the U.S. federal court in the Mariana Islands, a U.S. commonwealth in the Western Pacific, to plead guilty to an Espionage Act charge. Prosecutors have agreed to a sentence of the 5 years Assange has already spent in a high-security British prison while fighting to avoid extradition to the U.S. to face charges. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Monday Israel remained committed to its proposed Gaza ceasefire and hostage deal. He said, "We are committed to the Israeli proposal that President Biden welcomed. Our position has not changed. The second thing, which does not contradict the first, we will not end the war until we eliminate Hamas," Netanyahu said in a speech to Parliament. Israel's military issued a statement from a situational assessment by its chief of staff in the area of Rafah, where Israeli forces have been fighting Hamas's remaining battalions. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. A senior official with the U.N. Health Agency says the reconnected U.S.-built pier off the coast of the Gaza Strip cannot supply Palestinians with anywhere near the level of aid they need. The head of the World Health Organization's Eastern Mediterranean region made the remarks on Monday, days after the U.S. military began delivering aid through the floating pier again after it was removed a second time because of rough seas. This is VOA News. The death toll from a series of brazen attacks on churches and synagogues in Russia's mainly Muslim region of Dagestan rose to 20 on Monday after gunmen went on the rampage in coordinated attacks. Gunmen with automatic weapons burst into an Orthodox church and a synagogue on Sunday evening, setting fire to an icon at the church and killing a 66-year-old Orthodox priest. In another city, attackers shot at a traffic police post and attacked a church. Russia's investigative committee said 15 policemen and 4 civilians were killed. According to Dagestan's healthcare ministry, 46 more people were wounded. At least 5 attackers were killed. Some were shown by local media shot dead on the pavement. The espionage trial of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich is set to begin in Russia this week. Reuters correspondent Trevor Corral reports.
Gershkovich is the first American journalist to be detained on spy charges in Russia since the Cold War and could face up to 20 years in prison if convicted. The FSB said it caught him, quote, red-handed, trying to obtain military secrets. Russian prosecutors say Gershkovich carried out the illegal actions using, quote, painstaking conspiratorial methods. They did not release any documentary evidence to back up the charge. The Wall Street Journal says Gershkovich was on a reporting assignment and has said the accusations are based on lies. It denies he is a spy and demands his release. The trial will take place behind closed doors.
Reuters correspondent Trevor Corral. The U.S. is expected to announce on Tuesday it will send more badly needed munitions to Ukraine as it fights off Russian attacks. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Two American officials say $150 million worth will be drawn from existing Pentagon stocks. Everything from high mobility artillery rocket system munitions to grenades and small arms. Word of the package comes as Russia summons the U.S. ambassador to protest what it says was Ukraine's use of American-made missiles in strikes on Crimea. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov called it a barbaric attack and said the U.S. must face consequences for its involvement in the war. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Chinese probe carrying samples from the far side of the moon is expected to return to Earth on Tuesday, capping a technically complex 53-day mission heralded as a world first. Beijing has not disclosed the spacecraft's estimated arrival time, but experts say it will likely touch down in a barren expanse of desert in the northern Inner Mongolia region around midday. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.